This is a recording of my conversation with Rob Mesa, Chief Revenue Officer at Forecast. From my 15 years of consulting experience, I can attest that project management, planning, and budgeting are still pain points and very manual jobs. We discuss how Forecast uses AI to automate these tasks and increase productivity in project-based organizations. I'm talking to Rob Mesa, Chief Revenue Officer at Forecast. Forecast is a platform that helps project-based companies, such as consulting firms, but not only, to automate non-value-added operations and be more productive. Rob, welcome. Please introduce yourself and Forecast.
Thanks, Chip. So my name is Rob Mesa. If you hear my children in the background, I apologize, but we all know the world we live in. I'm the CRO of Forecast. And I actually recently just joined. I joined because I really saw a massive gap within my own organization of the problem that Forecast solves. Forecast essentially is an AI-powered all-in-one platform that includes project management, resource management, and financials, which enables consulting firms and agencies or any really professional services company to be able to make better business and financial decisions. By having the project management, resource management, and the financial piece and the budgeting all in one place, it enables you to then use the AI to actually plan out projects better, which then shows what the impact is financially on the business.
Rob, how do you think AI can help humans be more productive?
I mean, AI in general is a beautiful thing. And frankly, I've never gotten as much exposure as I have to it, Rob, at this moment. So, for example, in our case, what we've built is essentially an AI technology that is all based off of our customer learnings. So where a customer can come to us, go to their planning a project, and actually based on historical data, our tech will actually determine how that project should be planned by a click of the button. That means everything from every individual person that is assigned to it, how much time it should take, any individual resources that you may need for that project will literally be all automated through that one click of the button. So what would take a project manager generally like a couple hours or even a couple days will literally take them a minute if their data is in the right place.
So how big do you think the problem that Forecast tried to solve is?
It's huge. I mean, I've even only being there a few weeks now, I've talked to as many prospects and customers as possible. It's really all about having all of your project resource and financial data in one place. The challenge with having those in different places is, and many companies are still using Excel sheets for some of it, is that you don't understand what the impact is of, let's say, somebody being late on a particular project and what that actually means financially. Or if, let's say, priorities change and you need to push a project out that includes resources from a different project. And given that most companies are not using something that's unified, what happens is they're not able to make judicious business decisions because they don't really understand what the impact is of little changes along the way. And what Forecast does is effectively solves that problem. Because everything is unified, because all the data is in one place, it enables us to help our customers accurately plan projects, but also understand what the impacts are if things change, which we all know as project managers, and I'm sure you know this, Chip, everything always changes. But the problem is businesses don't know what that actually means.
So what are some practical tools inside the platform? How does it work?
There's a project management component, similar to like, let's say, you know, a Monday.com or an Asana, which are both, by the way, great tools. Our project management portion is adequate, I would say. We integrate with other companies for that. Because our main core competency is wanting all that data in one place. So there's that component. There's resource management, which includes time tracking, timesheets, and enables owners to really look at their utilization. So how is our staff being utilized? I think that's a big miss for a lot of companies. They don't really understand the actual utilization percentage of their staff because they're managing it through Excel sheets. And what's happening is they're actually not able to maximize the profitability on projects because they're underutilizing or even in some cases overutilizing their staff. Because you're connecting the project and the resource management together, it all intertwines and one thing actually is a product of the other. And then there's a financial piece, which includes actually rate cards for every individual person at your company. So for any customer, for example, a consulting firm, they're running a project for a particular customer, they can actually go in before they actually price out that project for the customer, understand if they want to use the fixed price, what that would look like internally and how the profitability would be on that. If they want to use time and materials, they can look at what the best way to price that is and understand what the profitability would be. Or if they even wanted to use the retainers we rolled out recently. So an actual retainer feature that understands the actual how consulting firms and agencies can make that profitable for their customer. All of those things in one really just enables companies to just make better financial decisions.
Rob, so what type of companies would use Forecast and what benefits can they expect?
We are primarily targeting professional services companies. So we've kind of bucketed ourselves as professional services automation versus like project management, resource management, and you know business reporting. And the reason why we've done that is because Forecast is really a full platform suite for professional services companies. So although we have a component of project management, we're not a project management software. Although we have a component of resource management, we're not a resource management software. And although we have a component of financials, that help with budgeting and invoicing, we're not a financial software. We're a professional services automation company that caters to professional services companies that encompasses all of those features.
So what do companies need in order to implement?
I mean, right off the bat, a lot of companies come in through a free trial. They test out the platform, you know, see what they like. Generally, we'll have them get on the phone with a consultant to talk about what exactly they're trying to achieve. If they're the right fit for us, you know, we'll continue the discussion to see if there's actually a meaningful partnership. And once they've agreed to that, we have a full onboarding team that comes in with white glove service to get you generally fully set up. We'll take the data from your current either software or Excel sheets that you're using and make sure we import that into the platform. That actually really helps us with the AI and can enable us to actually drive the AI effectively right when you start, because we can look at previous data from whatever you were doing previously. Generally, onboarding takes about 14 to 28 days. What we want to do is create a few, a task force, if you will, on the other side with the customer to ensure that we have enough champions with our customers who are actually evangelizing the product within their own organization. Because we all know that what happens is sometimes when you sell a really complex software like this, people find it difficult to learn. So what we try to do is make that as easy as possible by coaching a group of people within that organization to help coach it internally. One of the more interesting things, like I think that is a little bit different from us and starting to work with us, is that if you're coming to use us for, like, let's say if you wanted to come use us because you found us for project management software, we're probably actually not the right fit. We probably actually turn you away because that's not the true value. There are many softwares out there that are fantastic for that purpose. Now, if you're trying to use us to marry project management with resource management and time tracking, then that's someone that we would want to talk to. And that's someone that we would try to get you set up with right away. So we're not going to waste your time.
Rob, final question. What do you think is the future of project-based work?
Interesting you asked, Chip. Actually, our CEO pulled out a stat recently that says that 80% of today's project management tasks will be eliminated by 2030 as AI takes over. But the truth is, and they'll probably never actually be eliminated, but AI is becoming, and I think it's even going to be way faster than 2030 where AI makes a big dent in that. There's tons of technology, and even what we've developed, which is great, but it's also in its infancy, makes it that the future is going to be automation. And that's why we're double downing on that. And that's why we're really betting hard on the AI component of the Forecast platform.
Rob, this was great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chip.